this gospel in John 11 is too rich to wait for, because there is wonderful good comfort in here for us all. Our friend Lazarus, says Jesus, has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. And his disciples think, oh, well, he's recovering. He's had a hard illness, and now he's resting, so he's recovering. But no, Jesus says he's dead. In our writing, Peter Chrysologus says that this is a perfect prefigurement of what Jesus himself is about to go through in his own crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And guess what? What Lazarus prefigures and Christ fulfills are both what you will go through. Yes, we will die. We will shed our sinful bodies and be free from sin. But that's not the end, because Christ will raise up all the dead. This is what we confess in the Creed. This is what our hope is. If we hope for just heaven on a cloud, who cares about that? That's boring. That's inane. What we want is the resurrection from the dead, to live in our bodies in a state that is sinless. Christ promises this to all who trust in him. Believe him. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.